I'm Brian Ellison, in for Steve Kraske. State troopers patrol federal and state highways in 105 counties in Kansas and 114 counties in Missouri. Besides pulling you over for speeding and enforcing other state laws, too, these men and women promote and ensure highway safety, they assist motorists, they handle commercial vehicle enforcement, they collaborate with other agencies. There's plenty for them to do. But while Missouri currently enjoys a full complement of troopers, Kansas is facing its lowest number in 10 years, according to a recent report by KSHB-TV. We're going to discuss why that is today, along with efforts to recruit and retain new troopers. Technical Trooper Corey Beard of the Kansas Highway Patrol is with me here in the studio. Trooper Beard, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here. And also Captain John Hotz. He's with the Missouri Highway Patrol. He joins us from his office in Jefferson City. Captain Hotz, welcome to Up to Date.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Glad you're here. Let me start with you, Trooper Beard. The report we heard last week said there were 399 troopers working in the Kansas Highway Patrol, and that's the total statewide. They have to cover every mile of highway, every hour, every night and day. How many should there be?
There should be a little over 501 troopers.
So you're 20% short of what you should have.
Yes, sir.
How did that happen?
Basically, it's mostly due to retirement. You know, we would have classes, and we have more retirements than we're actually having attendees in classes.
And so it's simply attrition, that you just can't keep up with the number of people who are aging out of the force.
That is correct.
I guess this raises questions. Was that a planning error somewhere along the way? Was there not enough money to train new officers? What happened?
You know, budget is not an issue. It just kind of happened.
And it just kind of happened.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's the danger of there not being enough troopers? I mean, is that just a matter of inconvenience? Am I going to have to wait longer for someone to help me with a flat tire? Or are we actually less safe?
Mainly response time. I mean, I don't think you're necessarily in danger because we have the counties and local PDs that's also helping us out on the roadway. So it's mainly more of an inconvenience type deal.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think people are less safe as a result of there being...
Correct. No. If they call, we will respond.
I guess it is curious. We've heard a lot about the budget shortfalls in the Kansas legislature. We might come to the conclusion that this is a financial issue, but you're saying there's plenty of money. It's just going unspent right now.
Correct. Yeah. Like right now, you know, we don't want to put just anybody out on the road. We're not going to do that. I know we are extremely shorthanded, but we are not going to put just anybody out on the road.
So do you think then, let's talk about how that sort of breaks down. We'll come to the Missouri side here in just a minute. There are 105 counties. There are 399 troopers. I heard in the report last week that means 21 counties actually don't have a trooper assigned to them at all, that 34 have just one trooper assigned to them, who's probably not on 24 hours a day, 7 days a
mm-hmm.
week. So there's some territory that's just not being covered right now.
That is correct.
So what do you do about that?
Well, I mean... We basically handle business as normal. I mean, we're instead of being more like proactive, we're more like reactive. So if you call us, you know, two counties away, we'll just have to respond from two counties away. We're not doing a lot of, you know, traffic enforcement like we used to.
So people are getting away with speeding in those counties.
Hey, you never know. I mean, you never know.
we're not asking you for where the stakeouts are. Well, I appreciate that. So let me ask Captain Hotz. You're over on the Missouri side. What are the numbers like in the Missouri Highway Patrol these days? Is every county covered?
Well, currently we're authorized 1,295 troopers, and we've got 1,220. And, of course, that includes both those who work the road as well as our gaming division, which is 121 troopers, and then also our Division of Drug and Crime Control, which is 95. And so, you know, we've got a pretty good complement of troopers there, but there are some other responsibilities in there as well with the gaming and the Division of Drug and Crime Control.
I should have asked you, Trooper Beard, what else besides patrolling the highways does the Kansas Highway Patrol have to do?
Commercial motor vehicle inspections. Obviously, we assist the public. You know, we go to schools, child safety programs. And we do a lot. We just do a lot. A lot of training.
So, Captain Hotz, on the Missouri side, do you have enough troopers to give the kind of coverage a patrol feels is needed, or would you like to have more personnel on the roads, and for that matter, on the gaming side and on the drug and crime control area as well?
Well, we've been very fortunate over the past many years. We've been able to, much like Kansas, you know, we've had a lot of retirements, and we've been able to keep up with that. We know that, you know, to go from the selection process all the way through actually being able to work the road takes anywhere from 18 months to 2 years. So that's a long process. It takes a lot of planning, and we try best we can to stay on top of that. But we are, you know, service and protection, of course, is our main goal out here, and trying to keep Missouri as safe as possible for those who live here as well as those who travel. So we do have a good complement in the counties. We don't, of course, have 24-hour coverage in every county, but we do have troopers assigned in those areas, both enforcing traffic laws as well as assisting those who may be running into problems.
So what does the Missouri Highway Patrol do to recruit new officers? What is the process of drawing someone into applying and becoming part of the force?
Well, it's becoming more and more of a challenge. We spend a lot of effort, much I'm sure the same way that Kansas does, going to colleges and universities that have strong criminal justice programs, military installations. We also try to focus on areas that have a diverse minority population. We send troopers to about six different states, to historically black colleges, to try and recruit qualified minority candidates from those locations. We've also started working in some of the minority areas with community leaders to put on programs that not only encourage young minority individuals to, you know, consider a career within the Highway Patrol, but also to kind of provide role models and you know, work with these students, helping them improve themselves educationally as well as in other areas.
And you feel like those recruitment efforts have been successful?
Well, we certainly have seen some success from that. We're hoping some of these areas that we're looking at, we're focusing more on younger ages so that hopefully in, you know, the years to come, we'll see more and more success, particularly in, you know, getting a diverse working group out there. And we know it takes time. And, you know, these kids, some of them are, you know, in the middle school area. That's not something you're going to see the effect from overnight, but we're hoping by developing these relationships with these kids that will also, you know, encourage them to choose a career within the patrol later on.
If you have questions about the recruitment and retention of Highway Patrol officers, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 816-235-2888, 235-2888. Does it concern you to hear that the number of state troopers is down so much in Kansas? Call us, or you can email us at update@kcur.org. Corey Beard, on the Kansas side, the recruitment efforts are apparently not bearing enough fruit right now. Why do you think that is? Why do you think people are not as attracted to serving in the Highway Patrol as maybe they once were?
You know, honestly, I don't know the answer to that question, but a couple of people I talked to, they're concerned about deals like Ferguson or whatnot.
Say more about that. They're concerned that the public perception of law enforcement has declined?
Exactly. You know, they just, you know, they don't want to wear the badge. You know, they don't want to get chastised for being a police officer.
And as an officer, as one of the people who is apparently not enjoying the positive public perception that they once did, how does that affect you?
You know, honestly, it makes me feel a little bad. You know, this is an awesome job, you know, and for people to think, you know, so lowly of us, I mean, it just kind of sometimes it hurts my heart.
What do people not understand then? What is it that needs to be corrected out there in public understanding?
We're just like you. We're human beings. We have families that we go home to. You know, I love being a trooper. This is my job. I love it. Sometimes it's not even like a job. It's more like having fun.
All right. Now, there are some downsides, right? I mean, there must be some reasons that the retention hasn't been higher. What are the challenges that officers face?
Well, for us, I can speak for the patrol, we're facing an issue with a tattoo policy. We have a very strict tattoo policy. Basically, if you're wearing a short sleeve uniform, we can't hire you.
Hmm. So no visible tattoos is
correct.
One. Well, that's going to rule out some of our listeners. They were getting their applications ready, but
I know. But I mean, that's just how it is. It goes well beyond me.
Well, and I guess that leads to a question. I'll ask you too, Captain John Hotz with the Missouri Highway Patrol. Is there a different culture, a different sense of the recruitment pool than there used to be? Are people not looking for the kind of regimented and disciplined lifestyle that is required of a law enforcement force?
I think certainly with the millennial generation, we are finding the challenges there of adapting to the younger generation of people. And so that's challenges, obviously, that virtually every law enforcement agency is trying to figure out. One of the things that we face, and it may be similar there in Kansas as well, when you agree to join the Highway Patrol, you have to agree to live anywhere in the state of Missouri. And so in a lot of areas, that's kind of a deterrent to some people. They're not as excited about the potential of having to move across the state to get this job. And so it is a little bit easier in some of the larger metropolitan areas for those departments to recruit individuals just because there's no requirement for them to move in that case. So that's something that we continually look at and try to address. But there is a lot of challenges out there. We know with the attitude towards law enforcement today, we have to do what we can to build that trust back up. And one of the ways that the patrol here in Missouri is trying to do that is by going down into those minority areas, into those urban areas where they don't have a lot of exposure to the Highway Patrol, and developing those relationships with those community leaders as well as the people that live in those areas. And we think that by developing that relationship, showing them the types of troopers that we have out here, that's going to benefit us in the long run to rebuild that relationship and to hopefully to build those who may have an interest in law enforcement.
Yeah, we hear a lot about community policing, for example, and with Highway Patrol, I guess we just don't think about that being the nature of the relationship. You're not building relationships with the people on the highways, but you're saying that there are efforts at that underway.
Absolutely. We are, again, working with various community leaders in some of these programs that they are using to tutor young kids, again providing role models and hoping to talk to them about making wise choices, making wise decisions, because things that you do when you're a teenager can obviously follow you around for the rest of your life. So we're hoping again to build that relationship and also to help to encourage them to choose that career in law enforcement.
Sure. Corey Beard, is it a similar situation on the Kansas side when you sign up for the Highway Patrol? Might you get stationed anywhere in the state? So if you're a kid growing up in Overland Park, you sign up for the police and suddenly you're living in Colby, Kansas?
Yes, that is true. I mean, that is one of the main requirements. You have to be willing to work anywhere within the state of Kansas. But I will say this. We have a class that starts in July. We have 25 that start in. Out of that 25, 23 got their first pick where they wanted to go.
So even though that it's possible to get stationed in a place you didn't want to go, there's a good chance you're going get your preference right out of the gate.
That is correct, yes.
Tell me maybe about some of the benefits. Is part of the problem here the pay? I wonder, where does Highway Patrol start in terms of salary?
Well, right now, as a recruit trooper in the academy, you start off at $18.26 an hour. Upon completion, you go up to about $20 and some change. But I think our salary is pretty competitive. I mean, we always monitor different agencies, equivalent to the Kansas Highway Patrol, and we're pretty competitive.
Does that seem fair? Yeah. I mean, that seems like fair rate of pay to you?
Yes. I mean, we get paid to have fun. So there's no price tag on that. But.
Okay, I'm going to have to push back here because tell me what's fun about this job. It doesn't, it seems like a lot of work on the highways. It seems like a lot of people are not very happy when they encounter you.
I'm a nice guy.
Could be in some really dangerous situations. I look at your job and I think many things. I think respect. I think honor. I think safety. I think important.
There you go.
But I'm not sure I think fun. So what's fun about it?
Okay, let me tell you something. When I start my day, I pull out of my driveway. If I want to make a left-hand turn, I can make a left turn. If I want to go right, I can go right. It's not like I go in service, I'm getting sent from call to call. I can go out. If I want to stop some cars, I can stop some cars. If I want to go to a school and talk to some kids, I can do that. I mean, my job is just awesome. I love it.
All right. Okay, that's a strong case. Captain John Hotz, do you want to make a case for the fun of being part of the Highway Patrol?
Certainly. When you get this job, you obviously have a strong will to help people out. And when you go out there and you can see that you've made a difference, you can see that you've helped someone, you can see that you saved a life, you know, that is something that is very satisfying. And when you go to work, you just never know what that day holds for you. And for me, and I know there are a lot of other people out there like that who, you know, they wouldn't want to go to the same place and do the same thing every single day. And with this job, you just never know what the day may hold for you. It is very exciting. You get to do things that a lot of other people, you know, never get to experience. Some of them may not want to, but there are a lot of people that have an interest in law enforcement. They're just not really sure if that is something for them. And I think our job is to try to develop that relationship with them, try to show them that we have a great organization. The salary is decent. The benefits are good. The stability of the job is good. And you truly feel like you're making a difference in the things that are happening in your state.
Let me ask you both sort of a serious question. You both alluded to sort of the public perception of law enforcement being less than it once was. You made reference to Ferguson, Trooper Beard, and obviously there are other recent incidences, including some where law enforcement was captured on video behaving inappropriately. How do you work against that? How do you as a law enforcement officer react when you see those videos, when you see those things? And what can you do to change that perception? Captain Hotz?
Well, I think the big thing is, as you look at there are millions and millions and millions of law enforcement contacts with the general public each and every year. And when you look at some of the issues that we're seeing, it's a very small percentage of those actual contacts. Certainly, we don't condone any activities that are inappropriate. But we also want to make sure that, you know, people see the facts of what truly takes place. And we try to urge people to, you know, get all the facts first and then make your determination as far as, you know, what took place in a given situation. But I think it goes back to, again, we're going to have to work harder as law enforcement to rebuild those relationships and to show people that the members of our organization are top notch and that we're here for them, and we want to try to help them in any way that we can.
Trooper Beard, how long have you been with the force?
Since 2007 as a trooper.
Why did you get into this?
Because I just wanted to make a difference. You know, back in the day before that, I was a motorist assist technician, so I used to change tires, and troopers went from call to call. They would, you know, work accidents, help people out. And I was like, you know what? That's what I want to do. That's exactly what I want to do.
How long have you been at this, Captain Hotz?
I'll be 26 years, the 1st of July. So quite a little bit of time there. But this is the job that I decided I wanted to do in high school. And I always looked up to, you know, law enforcement, particularly to, you know, highway patrol or state police organizations. And I set my goal that I'd go to college, I'd go for 4 years, and then I would join the highway patrol. And very fortunate that it worked out. And I wouldn't change that for anything. Even with the challenges that we see, this is without doubt the job that was meant for me.
Very quickly, Corey Beard, what are the minimum requirements if you want to be part of the Kansas Highway Patrol? What are there age range that you have to begin the process? What do you need to do?
We don't have a maximum age limit, but you have to be at least 21 years of age, high school diploma or a GED, valid driver's license. We actually run into that a lot, and no felony convictions.
Okay, and if people are interested, do you have a website or a phone number they can?
Yes, they can reach me at kansashighwaypatrol.org, or they can email me at ksstatetrooper@khp.ks.gov.
And quickly on the Missouri side, Captain Hotz?
On the Missouri side, 1-800-796-7000, or you can go online to www.motrooper.com. And I'd like to thank Kansas Highway Patrol for giving us the opportunity to talk with them. We do a lot of things with Kansas. they're kind of like our brothers and sisters to the west there, and we really enjoy working with them.
That's we love you guys.
there's the law enforcement love right there. Captain John Hotz of the Missouri Highway Patrol and Technical Trooper Corey Beard of the Kansas Highway Patrol. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.